checking luggage when you fly? Want to know how much the airlines raked in for that service? It's in the billions. Welcome to the Business News Hour for Monday, the 7th of May. Thanks for being with us and clicking through. In other business news today, Reuters has a story that says Omaha is the place to go if you are Chinese. Forget the starter home. Millennials are craving their forever home. You know, we're only 4 months into 2018, and already 14 major retail chains have declared bankruptcy. We'll share who. Electric bikes are making connections here in central Iowa. We'll take you on a little trip with one of those and introduce you to Dawana Bradley and something called Juneteenth. Stay with us. The business news is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. We are grateful that you decided to click through. Something else you ought to know? The airlines are betting on you not packing light. Last year, travelers in the United States shelled out over $4.5 billion in luggage fees. You heard that correctly. $4.5 billion for what once was a no-charge deal. While some passengers may have decided to wear a dress or a shirt more than once on vacation to avoid packing too much, or are using some co-branded credit cards to get a free checked bag, travelers may still find on some trips they'll have to pay up to check their suitcases. Last year, the airlines saw the revenue from fees, baggage fees, increase by 6%. Thought you should know. Well, the growing middle class in China has a major crush on the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett. Mr. Buffett is something of a rock star in China. One early estimate put the number of Chinese visitors for Berkshire Week at 5,000. Berkshire sent out slightly more tickets to this year's extravaganza than in 2015, when an estimated 42,000 people celebrated Buffett's 50th year at the helm. And it was all Warren all the time for friends from the Middle Kingdom. We thought this was interesting. Buffett and his right-hand man, Charlie Munger, are relatively well-known in China, where Buffett's face appeared on cans of his beloved Cherry Coke. Did you know that? Buffett took several questions from Chinese shareholders on Saturday, including one that elicited Buffett's comment that Washington and Beijing are two intelligent superpowers who will avoid a trade war. One young Sichuan native now studying in Boston asked Buffett for advice. Quote, "I never was any good at languages, but if I were in college today in either country, I'd be learning the language of the other country because I think it'd be a great advantage over time." That is the advice that Mr. Buffett gave to the young man from China. One other takeaway from the weekend: Mr. Buffett is not planning on retiring anytime soon. The 87-year-old says, hey, it's just not in the cards. It's an interesting national trend. Millennials, who have been ducking buying a home mostly because they can't afford one, are starting to climb out of debt. And when buying a house, many are opting not for a starter home, but a forever home. According to the National Realtors Association, 30% of millennials, those born between 1980 and 2000, bought homes for $300,000 and above this year. That's up from 14% in 2013. Now, of course, home buyers are more likely to splurge as their savings and their incomes rise. But older millennials are even purchasing bigger homes than their predecessors at similar ages. From 2012 to 2016, nearly a third of buyers ages 33 to 37 bought four-bedroom homes, compared to about 24% in that age group back in 1980, 90, and 2000. And again, according to the National Realtors Association, millennials are purchasing more homes than any other generation. They made up 36% of home buyers last year, up from 32% in 2013. Having rented for a very long time, it would seem millennials are in the market. In other words, yeah, they have arrived. Well, we're 4 months into 2018, and we've already seen a spate of retailers declare bankruptcy. Who? Well, let's click them down, shall we? There's Nine West, Claire's Jewelry, Shoe Seller The Walking Company has filed for bankruptcy. We already know about Bon-Ton. That's the parent company of Yonkers. Of course, we've talked about Toys R Us out of business. Remington Outdoor, you know, the firearms maker, filed for bankruptcy. Women's clothing company, Agachi, a cosmetics retailer, Kiko USA, pizza chain Bertucci's is filed for bankruptcy. Southern Grocers, that's the parent company of Winn-Dixie. And finally, Topps Supermarket, 14 of them gone. Wow. And we're only through 4 months of 2018. Hey, when we come back, electric bicycles are making a splash in the United States, and we mounted up on one this past weekend at Bike World. The representative from Trek will join us next. We're talking about electric bikes, United States, and, yeah, right here in Des Moines. That's coming up next on the Business News Hour. You bet.